to year two of the Funding Love podcast. I'm Mallory Elrod.
And I'm Caitlin Duckworth. We are two adoptive moms that seek to love, support, and elevate all corners of the adoption triad, including adoptive families, adoptees, and birth parents.
We do that through honest conversation with both expert and everyday voices about all things adoption and more, all while running our nonprofit, Funding Love.
We create post-adoption experiences that strengthen bonds, build community, and restore people.
We are Funding Love.
The podcast. Welcome back to the Funding Love podcast. This is your co-host, Kate. Today we are on episode 99. I can't believe I'm saying that, but we are wrapping up our three-part series called Adoption Is. And today we tackle the common phrase of adoption is love. Seems simple enough, right? Well, with our returning guest, Victoria Jones, we dive into what this statement means to us and others. And I'm telling you, it is not as simple as it seems. You guys might remember Victoria from previous episodes, but she has been a part of Funding Love since the beginning, and she's currently serving as our volunteer coordinator here at Funding Love. She's also an adoptee, so she brings an excellent perspective to this conversation, and we are just so grateful for her and her honesty as we tackle this phrase. I know you'll love it. Take a listen. This episode, I know you'll love it. Take a listen. Welcome back to the Funding Love podcast, episode 99. I am here, of course, with my co-host, Mal, and our dear friend, Victoria. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes. What is this? Third time on? Fourth time on? I feel like you're one of our most frequent guests.
Yeah, I think it's my third time back.
Yeah,
yes.
Love it.
And you'll be back awesome. A lot more because we've got some vacations coming up. It's very exciting times here at Funding Love.
It is. We got a lot going on. But this episode is we're wrapping our series. We're wrapping our three-part series of Adoption Is. And this one is going to be called Adoption Is Love, which we hear this, we see this hashtag, we see this phrase all over. I mean, even Funding Love has shirts that say that, you know?
Yes.
So it really is so much of, I feel like, how people view adoption, especially those outside of the adoption world, kind of just view it only positive in that light as adoption is love. But we have Vic on here, and I think she's going to, I mean, honestly, Vic, I know you and Mal have had a you know, off-record conversation between the two of you about this topic. And I think this is going to be really good for our listeners to hear. And just to kind of to dive in, like, what does that mean? What does adoption is love?
So,
like,
right, because this phrase, this statement, I feel like, is a very heated one. It is one that is very divisive. You have people that are all in or all out on this. There's really doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of in between. When you get on social media and you start hashtagging adoption is love, you'll have people show up on your post that's like, yes, adoption is love. They'll share stories of how it has been and felt like love to them, how they grew their family, or any number of stories. And then you'll have the flip side of the all caps. Adoption is not love. Adoption is lost. This shouldn't even exist. Blah, blah, blah. And so it just seems like a very divisive statement. So this was the one that we really wanted to tackle, kind of piece, you know, pull apart a bit, dissect it, come at it from all angles. And really, I mean, we've said before, we're not afraid of hard or messy conversations. And I think this is going to be one.
Yes. So let me just put it out there and anybody can answer. But Vic, I'm curious for you, really. Adoption is love, but is it? How would you respond to that?
My immediate response, and so I guess we'll just get the ball rolling, is that yes, it is. I am an adoptee of an infant adoption in the U.S. And I have never once in my life felt that adoption for me personally in my story was not love. I think the most important thing is when, you know, whenever we talk about these conversations, like you guys have talked about how adoption is messy and adoption is love and adoption is loss. Adoption is not one thing. It doesn't have to, we don't have to say, you know, because I say adoption is love, that it can't be something else for someone else. And that's okay. So Mallory, kind of like you said, where people will come on and say, no, it's not love. It shouldn't ever be that. I've been on, gosh, I don't even know how many Funding Love adoptive family vacations now as a magic maker. And the one thing that is abundantly clear is that every single adoption story is completely different. You could have two families that go through the exact same scenarios, and because the people in that adoption story are different, the adoption story is completely different. Because the birth mom in that story was a different person. The adoptive parents and the adoptee are different persons. There's never going to be a situation where one word covers all of it. Even in each adoption story, I think you can not just have, but you do have all of the words that surround adoption. So for me and my story, I wholeheartedly say that adoption is love. And I have always liked that that is something that we say at Funding Love. It is personal to me and it means a lot to me. But I also know that it's not that for everyone.
Yeah, and you're so right about just really being, like you said, every adoptive family story is different. I've been on many, all of the birth mom vacations, and you can, all, every one of their stories and their perspectives is different as well. In hearing those stories, it's very easy to understand when they tell you the stories, wow, yeah, adoption does not feel like love for you. Because they, you're like, well, duh, no wonder that that hashtag and that phrase kind of triggers you, because there's nothing about the story since you've placed your child that you felt loved or you felt accepted or you felt seen. So that word is, adoption is love, is like not even in their vocabulary. And I can see that, but you're right. It's not the same for everybody. Everybody has a different word. And just because it's love for you doesn't mean it's going to be love for somebody else, and because vice versa. I like how you said that. It's going to be something different for everybody.
Absolutely. And I've talked about this before. I think the reason that it's so meaningful to me with that statement is that I truly believe, and again, this is my story and my perspective, and I wouldn't begin to try to put my opinion and my story on someone else. But I believe that, you know, adoption can be, I keep saying it, but adoption can be messy, especially in the start of it, you know, when a birth mom makes that decision. And when an adoptive family is, you know, bringing someone new into their home and their family, it can bring on a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions. But I've always viewed it through the lens of, I wholeheartedly believe that it starts from a place of love. That birth mom made the decision that she loves her child so much that she has decided the hardest decision she could possibly make to give that child a different life away from her. And that is messy and that is loss and that's heartbreaking. But it can't, I think if you ask any birth mom that, you know, do you, of course they still do, love that child, of course. Even if it got messy afterwards, it started with a place of love.
Oh my gosh, I could not agree more. I mean, honestly, that is why when you say adoption is love, like when people use it as a blanket statement, although it can trigger people, it really cannot exist without there being love first. From the adoptive family, perspective adoptive family, of the desire to want to grow a family, the love of children, the love to lift up a birth mom, that love that exists there. And then, like you just said, a birth mom loves her child so much that she just makes this decision. So the love is there. Now, the story afterward that unfolds is very much different, but you are right that there's love rooted there. And I think that's where that comes from, that statement.
I think just in life, you know, things that come after love are not just love. If you've ever, anyone ever loved in your life, you know, there's messy and there's hard and there's sad and there's happy and there's joy and there's heartbreak. All of that comes after love, but it starts with love.
Oh gosh, ain't that the truth of the vulnerable heart, right? That's just it. When you love and your heart's vulnerable, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be pain. There's going to be all of the feelings that don't feel good sometimes.
Right.
When I say adoption is love, it's because I believe that that is the, you know, kind of punny, I guess, but the heart of the matter, that that's where it starts. And that's all those other emotions and feelings and words can and will come too. And that's okay. But for me, I look at it as, the way I look at it is the statement, adoption is love, is true, because for me, that's where it starts.
Yeah, it is, you know, I have a different perspective as an adoptive mom. But on Instagram, in the social media world, and I'm kind of careful to say this because I'm really not trying to like be offensive to anybody, but this is truly like kind of a question because I don't have that perspective. And I'm asking you as an adoptee, Vic, of there is a lot of anger. I feel like a lot from the adoptee community that when you say adoption is love, they get upset about it. So I'm curious, and I don't want to say they as like a blanket statement, but there are certain adoptees there on social media where you kind of can sense that anger a little bit more, maybe the tension with that statement. So from your perspective, help me and the listeners understand maybe how you feel like they can feel that way. Just from, this isn't putting words in anyone's mouth. This is just kind of talking about it.
Yeah. And I think that's something that, you know, you guys have said before on the podcast, and I guess, you know, we're definitely saying that on this episode, is that any of the things that I say about my story is my story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't even begin to try to put that on someone else and say, well, because I feel this way, why don't you?
Right.
I feel this way about it, so you should too. So, you know, I'll just sort of preface by saying that this is my story and, you know, my life. So, but
yeah,
the idea, I always look at it through the lens of any adoptee who would see that and say, you know, adoption is not love. You can't say that. They are probably speaking from their story, you know, and I don't, you know every adoptee story out there, but I know that that's got to be where that's coming from, because I like to think that if they sat down and we were across from each other and we talked through our story, I heard theirs, they heard mine. I don't think that that same person would look at me and say, well, your adoption's not love because mine's not. So it's valid. Their feelings are valid because they're their feelings and that's their story. So I think at Funding Love, we would never say, well, because we say adoption is love, you can't say it's not. So I think that's where it comes from. Adoption can be very messy. I have been blessed is not even the big enough word to say how blessed I have been in my family. My mom and dad, if my mom is listening to this, she's probably going to cry, but my mom and dad are the best mom and dad in the entire world. I could not have picked, you know, more perfect parents. And, you know, well, I say perfect, but, you know, the most perfect family for me. And so that's where my story is coming from of I couldn't ever look at my adoption as anything but love. My parents loved me more than anything. And I'm not trying to, you know, it sound as an adult when you say things like that, it's like, I'm not trying to sound conceited or make anything difficult for someone else, maybe who hasn't had that experience. But I'm the center of their world. And I feel like that's how most parents would speak about their children. So that's where I'm coming from when I say adoption is love. So to think about adoptees who have not had that scenario, and we know those stories are out there. We know that there are adoptees that are placed with families where the situations were difficult. And when those situations are difficult, I'm sure that leads them to think, well, you know, if I had not been adopted, would my life have been different? Would it have been better? Would it have been, you know, easier, more loving? So when you're in a situation like that, I think that's where those words of adoption is not love, you can't say that, comes from. And so I think it's valid for an adoptee to say that. But I think we have to remember that as the person hearing them say that, and as an adoptee that would say that, that is valid, but it's your story. It's not a blanketed statement about adoption as a whole, because with a complex thing like adoption, there are no blanket statements.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that people just have to be aware of their verbiage. I think it's good that people speak out and share their stories. I think it is good when a birth mom or an adoptee speaks out and says, I don't feel like adoption is love because it never felt like love for me. Because, you know, for some birth moms that maybe didn't have a choice or came from a really hard situation where it was like, this is not love. like, I didn't do this. I mean, I do love my child, but I didn't do this because I just love them so much. It was forced upon me. Or, you know, this terrible situation happened. I didn't have a choice, you know?
Yeah, I didn't feel loved in this decision.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they need to speak out. We need to hear their stories. Everyone's story matters. But I think the key is understanding your own words and which words to choose, because it's kind of like when you see the really angry posts, or you get the really angry emails that very occasionally, it's not often, that we'll get at Funding Love, and they use those blanket statements of like, this shouldn't exist. It comes from another thing, like we've said before, Caitlin, where hurt people hurt people, and they're hurting, and they didn't experience that love, and they are hurting, and so they, whether intentionally or unintentionally, are hurting others through their words, and so you're perpetuating the hurt. But I know we talked about this before too, Victoria, but you can't just like throw out these blanket statements and say they apply to all or they apply to none. So, you know, adoption isn't love, so it shouldn't exist. Like, we can't say that, because on the flip side, you know, some wouldn't consider adoption to feel like loss to them. And so we can't, so throw out adoption is lost. It's not. Adoption isn't loss. You know,
those extreme reactions
correct.
Yeah. Because it is true for somebody.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
And we have to give that space for the gray area. We have to give that grace for each other.
Mm-hmm. And I think before we recorded, Victoria, you were just saying it's like, it comes down to empathy, trying to put yourselves in another person's shoes to understand their perspective. So another person, adoptee, birth mom, adoptive parent, even, who they say, gosh, adoption does not feel like love to me. That's because there's hurt upon hurt upon hurt that chips away at the love. And you can't understand their story, or you can understand how they got to that place. But it's putting yourself in their shoes to try to have grace for that, because I feel like I feel like the easy thing to do would be like, well, adoption is love for me. Sorry, it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that would be the easy thing to do, but it's so much bigger than that and so much more complicated.
Right.
The only statement, dare I say, I said this in the first episode of the series, the only statement I feel like should maybe ring true to everybody in the triad is adoption is messy. Like, I feel like that's the only one that everybody might put their hand up and be like, all right, I can agree, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Caitlin, it's funny that you say that, because I'm 37, I'll be 38 this year. And I don't want to say that until I got involved with Funding Love, because, you know, I was already an adult when that happened. And I have an awareness of how different stories are different for different people. But my adoption story, through the lens that I view it, is, and I guess what I get tongue-tied because it is such a, you know, tricky subject to talk about. But when we look at the triad, there are three different views. And my view has not been as messy. But if you asked my mom, I was just talking to her about this the other day, you know, she was talking about the day that we went to court to finalize my adoption, and how nervous she was and how anxious she was. And I was asleep in her lap. So my view, that day was not a messy day. Mm-hmm. For my mom, the emotions that she was feeling, that was a very messy day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every story is messy. Every view is different. But I think you're right, Mallory, blanketed statements, I think with anything in life, are probably not your best bet to go with.
not a safe play. Yeah.
And I just don't think that it's true. I don't think that any one thing is any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, Caitlin, you said too, what I was thinking was, you know, we hear these birth moms and we hear their stories. And Mallory, you said when it's situations where it's thrust upon them, their adoption story may not be love, but that's when it's our job, not just as Funding Love, but just as, you know, caring humans, to show them love.
Mm-hmm.
So even if their adoption story wasn't love, that doesn't mean that we can't be the love and show them the love that could make the difference.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is why post-placement care is so important for every single corner of the triad. Because experiences are so different, I just feel like the post-placement care plays such an important role. And in those stories where love was not present, we now need to really come and circle around those humans, those people, those women, and be the love for those mm-hmm. that never got to see the love.
Yeah. And I mean, how can we do that? I mean, this is what we do. We talk about this like all day long. Like, this is what we do with Funding Love, that is our heart's mission, is to do that. But like, let's talk about honestly practical ways that people can do that. Truly, about like even you probably know a birth mom, whether you think you do or not, but if you do, listen to them, hear their story, love on them through that. Because I feel like the biggest thing is having a voice at the table, feeling heard, being a part of this, being a valuable part of this triad, and feeling worthy. You know, I feel like those are big things for, let's just say, I'm talking specifically in my mind, in my heart, where what I'm talking about now is the birth mom community of, I feel like now being around them long enough, I can understand how many of them have felt at one point in their journey or not. And I feel like listening to them is so important, letting them have a spot. So that's like one way that we can love. But I mean, let's talk about that. Honestly, for our listeners, how can we love on those who don't feel like adoption is love? How can we maybe be a little bit more love for them to make this maybe ring true?
I think if we're looking at it through the lens of someone who is on the outside of the adoption community and may say, you know, I haven't been, you know, I guess we've said on the podcast before, everyone's probably been affected by adoption, as far as you probably do know someone, whether you're aware of it or not.
Right.
You're on the outside of the triad itself, looking in. I think the number one thing would be to just don't assume that you understand something. Even if it's, you're like, oh, I've been through something similar. I think we've all had situations where we're going through something hard in life and someone on the outside says, oh, you know, I have been through something like that before. And then they go to tell you the thing that they've been through. And whether it's similar or not, that's not usually what you need to hear in that moment, because all you can think about is the hurt that you're feeling or the pain or the, you know, issues that you're facing in that moment. So I think that if you're on the outside and you're trying to be that love for someone, just, I mean, Caitlin, you kind of hit the nail on the head, just listen and show them that empathy. But I'm looking at it with the thought of, as an adoptee, if I'm telling my story and someone was to say, you know, well, in my situation with my story, here's how I would feel, it can be tricky. And so I think just listening is the most important thing, and just never assume that you know, and never assume that you know all of the things. There are probably things they're not telling you as far as sharing our hurts and our hearts and our feelings is hard. And it can be really emotional. It can be really messy. And there are things that we hide deep in our hearts that maybe we don't even know about. You know, we talk about trauma a lot with Funding Love, and sometimes there are things that you're not even aware of and how they affect you. So I think is the most important thing is just to listen and show empathy. It's okay to say to someone that you're listening to, wow, I don't know how that would feel.
Right.
We've all been in situations where you think in your mind, you're thinking, oh gosh, I don't know what to say to them. I feel terrible. Say that. You can say, I'm sorry.
Correct. Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, oh, I'm so sorry that's happened to you. I can't imagine how I would feel, or I understand why you feel the way you do now. And,
Thank you for sharing that and for being vulnerable and sharing your experiences.
Yeah, you're right. Because sometimes I hear stories and my first thought is, that was a lot. And like for you to say that to somebody, like, wow, that is a lot for you to carry. Like, I'm sorry, you know, I mean, there are some stories you're like, geez, what a strong woman. Like, that's your first reaction because you're like, you've gone through a lot. So yeah, I think you guys are all right. I think this is a great point for anybody listening to this of how do you react to these stories and how can you show love even in a conversation? Mm-hmm. Just have a real reaction, I guess,
right,
and show that you care.
Right.
And don't try to one-up them, like you're saying, Victoria. Like you're saying, like when someone's telling you a story, don't be like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so that one time I had it. That's not like that. Like you were saying, Victoria, I feel like that can be more hurtful than helpful.
For sure.
Well, and I think when you have, you're sitting across from someone and you're listening to them, when you say the statement, wow, that's a lot, or I can understand why you feel the way you do now, you know that person was listening.
Yeah.
When you come out of the gate with the statement of, oh yeah, I know what you mean, like this happened to me, as the person who just told their story, I think sometimes your first thought can be, were they even listening? Or mm-hmm. were they just in their mind the whole time thinking about, well, as soon as they finish, I have something that I need to tell them.
Correct.
So I think just, you know, truly listening and having that empathetic heart of, I don't know how you feel, but I want to understand. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, kind of going back to what this whole episode is about, is us explaining how adoption can be love, and it yeah. can be a lot of things, but just being able to say, I can see how you feel that way, and it's valid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're sure, sure.
I guess another way to show love is to circle not around is validation. Just because you validate someone doesn't mean that you fully understand it. It doesn't mean that you share that experience with them, but you can understand how they feel that way.
Right, right.
And because those feelings are theirs, that makes them valid.
Mm-hmm.
But just being as understanding and, you know, full circle, loving as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, validating is telling someone it's okay that you feel that way. Like, it's okay that you've gone through that. I hear you that you've gone through that. I'm so sorry. And it's okay that you feel this way. Like, I think that's validation. And that makes somebody not feel alone, in my opinion, to give them that like, okay to feel that way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the adoptees that we've come across out there, you know, in the social media realm, even, that are angry or hurt or sad, we're not trying to discredit your story or your feelings or your opinions even on your adoption. Those are valid. If you feel hurt or you feel upset or even angry, that's valid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's okay. We at Funding Love, we're not trying to say that you shouldn't feel that way or that you can't feel that way. So, and I think for hurt people, validation is something that's incredibly important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes it can make a big difference. Maybe someone's never told them that before. Maybe someone has always tried to say, well, you shouldn't feel that way because my story is not that story. But it's okay to say, you can feel that way. And I understand why you feel that way, even though my story is different.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think as adoptive parents too, I note that we have a lot of adoptive parents or prospective adoptive parents that listen to the podcast. I think another way that we can show love to birth moms and to adoptees is by being open to the birth mom and adoptees in our lives and allowing an open adoption with, you know, your child's birth mom, whatever that looks like, their birth family.
Right.
Yes. Remaining open and showing them love, like being kind, being generous towards them, going out of your way for them, letting them know whatever that looks like in your level of openness. And I know not all adoptions are open, but if you have that opportunity, like we've had birth moms get on here before and say, like, a lot of adoptive parents don't keep up their end of the bargain. So one way that you can be loving is to do what you said you were going to do. If you said you were going to send an update to the agency, send the update to the agency. If you said that you would send a picture twice a year, send the picture twice a year. Like, don't let that slip by, because those are the times when adoption, it's can either feel like love or it doesn't. And
correct.
So keep up your end of the bargain. And then with your child, with your adoptee, allow them to the space to have their emotions, allow them to have the space to talk about it when they want to, or not talk about it when they don't want to. And if they come up with a feeling, like Victoria said, where one day they're like, I don't fit into this family, I don't like this family, you know, allow them the space to feel that. Don't just shut it down. You're in this family and you're a part of this family and this is your family. Don't shut it down. Give them space. Ask them questions. Oh, what is making you feel that way? I'm sorry you feel that way. That's valid. Like, and then help them to work through that versus just shutting it down. So no, good. You should be grateful because we are such a better family than what you would have known, you know, or whatever these stories are that you hear. I think that that is a way that we can show love just with the adoptees and birth parents in our own lives, is by listening, doing what we said we were going to do, and just being loving.
Yeah.
As a verb.
No.
Like not as an emotion, but as a verb, like love them.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that, because that is so important, because I think those are the pieces of hurt that can chip away at that adoption is love for certain corners of the triad when there are people who aren't keeping up their end of the deal. So that is so important. Yes. That is so good.
Yes.
And, you know, dare I say that, you know, to kind of wrap this conversation a little bit around the idea of love, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just going to make kind of a statement about funding love, I think, and I'm going to say, does believe that adoption is love. And the reason I say that is because we are in this because we love this community so much. We are doing what we do day in and day out, trip after trip, event after event, because we love this community and want everybody in this community to feel love.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is our motivator. And our individual stories, take those out of it. As adoptive parents, as adoptees, take those out of what we do and just what we're trying to be for the community. I mean, I think that's how I want to wrap up the idea of adoption is love, because we know there are people who don't feel it, but we feel the burden to ensure that you do.
Right.
Feel that it
yes,
is love.
Yes, if that hasn't been your experience, then we want your experience every time you interact with Funding Love, whether that's through a social media post or an email or a vacation or attending an event. We want you to experience some level of love and yes. feel seen, known, heard, and loved.
Yes. And like we like to say, you will always have a seat at our table and have a voice in what we're doing. So yeah, I wanted to say that because it is so hard for so many people to see the love. Gosh, I think that's why we're doing what we do.
Yeah.
And I think that the number one thing I would say to someone who approaches us and says, you know, how can funding love say adoption is love? And Mallory, this even just has been stuck in my head since you said it just a few moments ago, that when we say we are funding love, adoption is love, we're not talking about the adjective love as in, or the noun. We're talking about the verb.
Mm-hmm.
Like adoption is love. Adoption is us loving on people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The action. Adoption is a love that is shown. Funding right. love. We're not just funding the noun of love. We're funding the action, the verb of loving on people.
Correct. The creation of experiences that strengthen bonds, build community, and restore people. Like it is an action all the way through.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
adoption 100%. Is an active and always evolving and moving love. So earlier I said, you know, I believe that adoption is love because that's where it starts. But to kind of round that out, it can't just start there and that be it. It has to constantly be moving in love. And I know that that's where a lot of people, that part of the story, that moving forward in love, is where a lot of people experience the hurt and the pain. But that's why at Funding Love, our goal is to be that love, be that motion that is that's moving this community forward
yes.
to a more loving place. That, yeah. you know, on these trips, the adoptive family vacations, the birth mom vacations, when we say, you know, we are funding love, we are loving on these people. We are doing that action. And so to anyone that would come to me personally and say, adoption is not love, you can't say that. not only is it my story that has been covered and surrounded by love, but it is a part of what I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Love on this community and show them that.
Yep.
So I think we just need to focus on, you know, Mallory, the verb love and not the noun love.
Yes, absolutely.
1,000%. Totally agree. This is such a good conversation, and this series has been so, I mean, I think eye-opening even for me, Mallory, even in the conversation we had about messy, the conversation about scary, and now about love. I think it's so, I don't know, maybe like a good reset about how I feel about it, my own personal feelings about, but also having perspective for the other quarters of the triad. So such a great series. And I hope our listeners, I hope you guys also enjoyed it, because it was really kind of I don't know, just a cool thing to talk about. But so before we completely wrap this episode, Vic, we like to ask our guests, since we are the Funding Love podcast, we'd like to know what you are loving in life right now. What is in this season of life, what are you doing, experiencing, reading, seeing that you're loving?
I was going to say, it's funny that you said reading. I am loving my Kindle right now.
All right.
I am a newer Kindle convert.
Okay.
I used to be a big fan of I like the paper books. I like the way they smell, and I still do. But I dare you to spot me without my Kindle these days. I have it with me everywhere. I have just been diving into reading. I have a goal this year of reading 130 books.
Wow.
So, yeah, I read 100 in like the last 6 months of 2023.
Yeah. No.
Yes. So it's more of like I was not an enjoyable type reader when I was younger. I always just read for school, but now I've just found the love for it, and I am always with my Kindle. And yeah, 130 books this year. That's my goal.
Wow,
that's amazing. I'm honestly jealous of that, because I've always said I want to be a big reader. I love books. I love reading, but I feel like I get like halfway through all of the books I read because I either get distracted, I fall asleep, something like that, or life happens. But I'm jealous of that. That's amazing. Good for you and good goal. I have a Kindle too, and I'm about a quarter through 5 books. See, like I've read like 5 books, but a little bit.
I encourage you to find a genre, whatever it is,
yeah,
that you love.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've read lots of different types of books, and I've enjoyed them all, but you have to kind of find that genre that you're in, that you're like, this is my wheelhouse. And then I just couldn't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good segue, honestly, to kind of pull our book club again, because we are wrapping this month of February. I think we're here wrapping the month. And next month, we're going to be doing our book club episode. So we're going to have our 2 guests on, and we're going to kind of dive into the book that we're reading, American Baby. Such a good book. And Vic, have you read it? If not, you need to read it and jump in on this.
I am reading.
Oh, good. Awesome. Reading, active.
Be sure to send in your comments and questions.
Please.
We're going to have 2 adoptive moms, a birth mom and an adoptee on our book club panel. So
amazing.
If you're listening and you're reading along with us, or you've already read it, or you want to pick it up and speed read through it with Victoria, do that and send in any of your thoughts, comments, and questions to hello@fundinglove.com. And we're going to be sure to answer all of those on air and probably choose one of the people that send in a question. We're going to do a little drawing and do a little giveaway for the book club. So it's going to be really fun, and we really hope that you participate with us. So, and you too, Vic, it was such a joy to have you on this episode. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, we've loved it. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of the Funding Love Podcast. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Funding Love Podcast. We are a crowdfunded nonprofit, which means that people like you can help make a lasting impact in the lives of adoptive families and birth moms. At Funding Love, we create post-adoption experiences that strengthen bonds, build community, and restore people. And when you partner with us, whether that is giving online, signing up to become a monthly donor, or simply buying merchandise from our shop, you are Funding Love.